Now, freedom of expression is targeted once again. French-based satellite provider Globalcast pulls the plug on Iran's Spanish-language channel Hispan TV. The channel has been taken off the air based on an order from Europe's Ses Astra. Globalcast says it received a letter from Ses Astra on March 29th, ordering it to cease transmission of Hispan TV in Latin America. The letter says the decision was made in line with U.S. sanctions on Iranian media. In February, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control added the IRIB to its blacklist. The Congress has also tasked the State Department with containing Iran's growing influence in Latin America. In recent months, European satellite providers have launched a concerted campaign to silence Iran's international broadcasters. Eutelsat's Israeli-French CEO Michael DeRozan has been on the forefront of attacking Iran's alternative media. Press TV contacted Ses Astra to get an explanation, but the satellite company refused to make a comment. Let's talk to Danny Schechter, editor of MediaChannel.org from New York. Welcome to the program, sir. And Mr. Schechter, why is it that Iranian media channels are just literally wiped off the air?
Well, who doesn't like you? I mean, the question is that there's a campaign underway, as you know, against Iranian media, led by and directed by the United States, in part at the behest of Israel, in part at the behest of interests in the United States who want more of a confrontation with Iran rather than peaceful relations. And they're trying to silence Iran's voice in the media, not just in Iran, but, you know, in other parts of the world, now in Latin America. So this is an example, if you will, of using pressure, you know, to try to stop satellite companies from carrying the Iranian signal. It's completely illegal, as far as I can tell. It's completely against freedom of expression, as far as I can tell. It assumes that all of the Iranian channels are somehow propagandistic. Well, of course, the same thing could be said of many of the American channels. If you were in America yesterday and watched the coverage of the death of Margaret Thatcher, you would think you're living in a total propaganda state where her, you know, her she was basically treated as a goddess without any of the major issues that have polarized, you know, her impact in the world clearly expressed. So propaganda is not something that just Iran can be accused of. Propaganda seems to be pervasive in American coverage as well. And so, you know, this latest effort, one of many, to try to silence Iranian channels should be resisted, but it should also be resisted by American media and by journalists in America and by freedom of expression organizations, by human rights groups. Because if they can do it to Iran today, they can do it to anyone else tomorrow. And they already are planning to do that. So this is an issue that's not just an Iranian issue. It's a global issue in terms of freedom of expression, freedom of the press, freedom to not only, you know, impart, you know, get information, but to impart it, to bring Iran's point of view to the world. I mean, there's coverage of the talks that have been taking place in Kazakhstan on the nuclear issue, but Iran's voice is not really in the media here. It's all American voices dominating, saying, what happened there? That's not right, it's not fair, and it does a disservice to the truth.
Indeed. And so, despite what you said, just how do you think people can get their hands on alternative media?
Well, I mean, my understanding is that there is something called Live Station, which has been carrying Press TV and other Iranian channels. I don't know if they've been stopped as well. I edit MediaChannel.org, a not-for-profit outlet, which is covering the media, trying to encourage more transparency and accountability by the media itself. And you can see it online in Iran and in the United States until it's, you know, removed. But it's a not-for-profit. It started in the year 2000. And we're trying to make the media an issue, not just the issues that the media covers, but the media itself. We think that that's important and that people have to demand honesty and truth from the media.
Indeed. Danny Schechter, editor of MediaChannel.org from New York. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.